time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Happy Thursday, everybody. We've got a lot on the plate today. I have the Leedy FFA chapter standing in the hallway in there just chomping at the bit to get on the show with me today. And then later on, I'll have the Mangum FFA chapter in here with me. So we got a lot to get on. To get done today. Sorry about that. Get on. And I know if you're watching on Facebook, you're like, what? Where's your hat at? Well, I have a funeral to attend to today. Marianne Killian, her funeral will be this afternoon. So I didn't want a hat ring. I even got my hair cut, got a little trim on the goatee, and trying to spruce myself up for a change. And, first of all, let's check some temperatures out. 23 at Slap Out, 21 at the May Ranch, 19 at Lahoma, 23 at Eric, 23 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, 24 at Hollis, 24 at Hobart out here in the Panhandle. I think it's more of the same. 27 at Lipscomb and 24 at Dozer and 26 at Odell. A couple things before we get cranking here. Coming up. February the 23rd will be the 2025 Beckham County Spring Junior Livestock Show. Be showing, I think, check in on the 23rd, and then the 24th will be showing, and 25th will be showing. I'll get a little more detail list on everything. The premium sale will be on the 25th at 6:30. Buyer's dinner at 5:30. This is all happening in Beckham County. What else I got going on? Oh, okay. Here we go. I'm going to get some conspiracy theory people riled up or going or started or whatever. So we got, I'm going to discuss more in detail some of the stuff that we have going on. I think it's 1238, House Bill 1238. If you haven't heard about it, I'm going to discuss it more in detail when I have better time, maybe tomorrow. It's a state bill trying to block to do away with the EID tags that the feds started requiring in November. So more on that. We've had conversations, both sides, start to finish, for the last 6 or 8 months. But now the state of Oklahoma is blocking it. So I need to do a little bit more homework on what their theory is. And there's also a bill in there to outlaw glyphosate in the state of Oklahoma. So there's just all kinds of things going on in our world. These two do affect us, but I want to make sure I discuss it in detail. And you know me, I like both sides of the story, and I give you my opinion. Don't hate me for my opinion, because I'm getting ready to give you an opinion on something. This is what this is. This is real talk. This is real ag show. Well, as everybody knows, eggs, the prices have just skyrocketed. I think $10, $11 retail for a dozen, $15, $14, $16 for 18-pack. Well, I've printed off the USDA reports, production reports for eggs and layers this morning, and they already have January's out. And this is the bottom line. My opinion is I think there's more to it. You know, the bird flu's going around. They've destroyed millions of birds in the last couple of years, and a lot of them have been layers, and blah, blah, blah. So I printed the report off, and I'm going to share this with you. In December of 2024, 9.4 million eggs were produced. In December of I'm sorry, in January of 2025, 9.12 million eggs were produced. That's 300,000 eggs less than last month. That's 25,000 dozen eggs. I did my math here. On the, so I got to looking back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Even January of 2025 outproduced 6 months of last year's total production, monthly production. And there's table eggs and there's hatching eggs. The hatching eggs is pretty normal, anywhere from 1.2 million eggs up to 1. The highest I see in 2024 is 1.306 million eggs. And in for hatching, 1.286 million for 2025 for last month. Yes, the table eggs are down slightly, 325,000 eggs. So I think that there's some people, I don't know if it's the actual farmers or if it's the middleman. I'm pretty sure the grocery stores aren't doing it because they need to sell stuff, so they don't need to. There's some price gouging going on with these eggs. So what I'm doing is I'm asking all these people, because we have a lot of them in Western Oklahoma that produce their own eggs, backyard chicken raisers, you want to call them, please hold your price at normal. Don't do what something's going on here and start gouging people. Eggs are very good and healthy for people, and the demand is high, and everybody loves their eggs. And just hold it down. It's just, I'm just telling you, there's something going on there besides the bird flu. And if you want to look it up, just go to the USDA, go to, just Google Google monthly egg production with USDA monthly egg production. And you can go through there and you can look at the same numbers I'm looking at. It's 24 pages long, but it didn't take me long to figure out that we don't have a shortage of laying hens right now. So there you have it. Also, breaking news about in the last hour, we have a new ag secretary for the United States that come on RFD TV about 11 o'clock. Brooke Rollins is now confirmed as the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. So I'm going to say some of them senators and House representatives up there in Washington was listening to me and Jordan yesterday on the show, getting a little antsy and what's the big delay. So they were listening. So they went ahead and got her confirmed this morning because we were all upset out here. But it is. It's just they need all the secretaries confirmed. They don't have to confirm the wrong ones, but you know, get them confirmed because there's a lot of people in limbo. So hopefully the U.S. Department of Agriculture will be in good hands now, and we start getting some stuff done and cranked out and all this other good stuff. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, and coming up is the Leedy FFA chapter here shortly. We're on Facebook. We're on 100.1 KWFX, 96.5 KECO. We're on KECO's Facebook page, and we're on KECOFM.com webpage. It's live on there just like it is on Facebook. And we're also, if you have the Paragon app on your phone, you can listen to us live on that. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
With thousands of openings and hundreds of agricultural careers, from environmental science and biotechnology to international relations and marketing, today's FFA members are acquiring the tools they'll need to succeed in their chosen field.
Today and every day, we salute the FFA.
Ag and Oilfield is proud to support all the students and members of all the FFA chapters across Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale is Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30. Selling 85 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 first calf commercial pairs. Tested for DNA data, birth weaning yearling, and ultrasound data, over 50% of the bulls are suitable for use on heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat. More information available at davisangus.com or search Davis Angus on Facebook.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February the 10th. 1,185 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 373 brought 410. 3 at 398 brought 412.50. 6 at 644 brought 268. 11 at 655 brought 311. 24 at 729 brought 280. 19 at 765 brought 272.50. 6 head of heifers at 532 brought 285. 19 at 540 brought 297. 11 at 565 brought 292. 5 at 678 brought 243. 64 at 681 brought 261. 3 at 713 brought 234. 21 at 766 brought 243. Butcher cows were 117 to 150. Butcher bulls brought 114 to 157. Bred cows 1650 to 2100. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
The Piercy family invites you to their production sale at the Piercy Angus Cattle Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. The sale will be held at high noon on Monday, March the 3rd. They will be offering over 70 registered Angus bulls, 16 two-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, and special lots of replacement females will also be offered. For more information, contact Trey Piercy at 405-545-0985 or be sure and check out their ad in the Penny News.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. He's one of my favorite groups from leading in here. They at least talk to me. So, let's see here. Texas Panhandle, here is a weather update. For you, 25 degrees for Odell, that is. Wind chill 20. Winds are out of the northeast at 4.71 of an inch. Precipitation so far this month, 731 sub-freezing minutes today already. 8-inch soil temperature, 41 degrees. All right, here we go. Let's turn on some buttons and talk to some people. Miss Presidente, introduce yourself, and you're senior, right? Yeah, everybody's senior here right now. I got two groups of leading people here, so we're going to do some switching out.
My name is Keelan Derrickson. I'm Delaney Acuna. I'm the reporter.
All right.
My name is Aiden Boren, and I am the vice president.
My name is Cooper Jones. I'm the chairman of community service.
All right, cool. That's the first time I've heard that. Was it that spot on there last year, or is this all new?
No, it's new this year.
Oh, it's all right. We're gonna pick on you today, then. We're going to see what all you're doing. All right, back over to you, young lady. What do you guys got planned for National FFA Week?
Well, we have the whole school week planned out. On Monday, we are going to be, all the FFA members are going to dress in their FFA gear. And then on Tuesday, we're going to make like an agriculture poster for all of the younger kids to get to see what FFA is about. And then Wednesday, we are going to do a chapter lunch over at the Ag Building. And then Thursday, we're going to read an agriculture-related book to the elementary kids. And then Friday, we are going to have a teacher breakfast. And then all the officers are going to greet everyone as they come into school.
I see why she's the president. She didn't even have to look at nothing. She rattled that off like she's got a hard drive in that top of her head. Good job. All right, Miss Reporter.
Yes, okay.
How's things been going since last year? I haven't seen you since last year.
It's going good. You know, just staying super involved in the community. As a chapter, we do a lot of community service. And again, with next week, we have a lot planned, a lot of exciting things. I'm really excited for that.
Right.
And we're excited for all the upcoming stuff.
So. All right. All right, young man. What else has been going on? What's going on with the Leedy FFA?
Well, with our new ag teacher, we've been trying a lot of new things. Like, one of the things that we've been trying out is entomology.
Right.
Which we have one team. It's four people. I'm on it. And another person in here is on it. And we have two other kids. And we weren't really going to try it. But one kid, his name is Scout. And he is really, really good at, like, identifying bugs and knows, like, you ask him anything about grasshoppers and he'll tell you everything about grasshoppers.
So what do you know about bugs?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, at least you're
I'm just ring chasing. I'm hoping he'll take me to state in something at least.
So is there that's pretty cool, because I call her the bug lady who she teaches it at OSU.
Yeah.
And so I just call her the bug lady instead of using all that long scientific stuff. And it's really interesting what's going on in the foliage of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I mean, I seen bugs in my peanuts last year I didn't know existed.
Yeah, there's been a lot of bugs that have shown up on all these study sheets and that.
Yeah.
And
what's one that sticks out with you?
Oh, well, my favorite bug, I love to say it all the time, it's the Colorado potato beetle. Like, I don't know why. They just look cool, and I love to say the name. So
they kind of look like something. What's that movie, The Bug? Is that what they kind of look like?
Yeah.
Bugs. All right, young man. Tell us about this new position in the Leedy FFA.
Well, we decided to go more into community service this year. We've been doing a lot. We're planning on a trip to a food bank to help pack meals and help like get boxes ready to go to the food banks that go around Oklahoma.
Right.
And then we've been setting out the flags, which we've always done, but we're more focused on getting it done and getting it done better. Repairing the flags and getting stuff set out for community, and then having more meals and just more stuff around the community.
Oh, that sounds good. Who thought of this? Is this a nationwide deal? Or is this your to go? She's like, she's not one to claim fame. Like, did she do this, or is it a national deal?
I think it was more of a chapter deal, but hopefully it becomes a bigger thing around the
nation.
Oh, cool.
Well, that's really nice. That's really cool. All right, so you guys are all seniors, right?
Yep, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let's start with you. What's your plans?
I am currently planning to go to Stillwater to Meridian Technology Center for the cosmetology to get a cosmetology license.
Right.
I am not in yet, but I have a interview planned in a couple of weeks to see if I'll get in or not. But that is what my plan is
to become
a cosmetologist.
Yeah, I wish you luck. What's it's amazing when I do this every year how every kid you think in FFA, it's just natural you're gonna do something in ag. And I have nurses. I got one girl from Blair the other day, she's going to go overseas to get her degree in art. And it was just, there's some cool stuff going on. So when you get done, are you planning on coming back to Western Oklahoma, or are you going to sneak off and get away from all of us?
Yeah, I probably am going to plan to come back to Western Oklahoma, because my mom actually owns a beauty salon in Leedy. Yeah, I think I might come back and help her.
All right, cool. Well, it'll be cheaper rent.
Yep.
How about you, young lady?
So with being the reporter, I've really grown a lot of passion for what I do through like online and like marketing and stuff. And so I plan to go to Northwestern Oklahoma State University and major in mass communications and do maybe some digital marketing after and a little bit of theater while I'm over there.
Cool. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank
I'll miss you, you for. How about you? What are you gonna do?
All right, so I've got a lot of different things in mind, but the biggest one right now is Murray State College.
Okay.
I went down there yesterday, actually.
Shooting?
No, academic team.
Actually. Oh, cool. All
right. I didn't know that Murray State was a gunsmithing school until I went down there.
Okay, that's all I knew it for.
I knew it was like one of the 3 in the country, and I'm like, yeah, that's really weird. But yeah, like I want to go down there. I've been an academic bull ever since I was in like 5th grade.
Yeah.
And I think I've gotten pretty good at it. So I went down there and scrimmaged with their academic team. I might go down there and join them. And while I'm there, I want to major in communications, mass communications. And then once I'm done with my 2 years at Murray, possibly 3 maybe, then I'll transfer to either OU or OSU and go into journalism and broadcasting. I really just want a job that surrounds sports. I love sports and I want to stay.
I was wondering if you was going to spit out the word sport. Yeah, I could see you as a good announcer for OU.
That's the main goal.
All right. Pull that mic over there to you. You can pull it over there to you. What about you?
I don't know what college I'm going to attend yet, but I plan on going and studying either sports medicine or physical education. I want to coach basketball someday.
All right. Are you on the basketball team at Leedy?
Yes, I am.
You guys play tonight or tomorrow night?
We play at Saturday night.
Saturday night. That's, yes. The districts are starting, right? Yeah. Are you any good? Is he a starter?
Yeah.
That don't mean you're any good.
I'm okay, I think.
Well, I wish all 4 of you all the luck in the world. And if I can ever help you, like if I need to refer you anything, you got my number. No, I'm just kidding. Don't use me for a referral. So, well, let's switch out. Let's go to these other kids here if you want to. All right, we got, let's see here. While we're switching them out, I got some. All right, you guys ready? Let's start with you, young lady. What's your name?
I'm Madeline McClain. I'm the Sentinel.
And what, you junior?
Sophomore.
Sophomore? Okay. How about you, young man?
I'm Wyatt McIntyre. I'm the chairman of Chapter Points, and I'm a sophomore.
What is that?
Chairman of Chapter Points, I just keep track of everyone that attends
different events and stuff?
Yeah, like the cattle shows or like any shows.
Who's leading right now? Is anybody in here that's leading?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, you got all.
I can't quite tell them yet.
Oh, okay. But, this is like secret stuff.
Yeah. And at the end, we'll get a few, the top, 15 maybe, and those will go to state convention.
Mm-hmm. So is this new too? Man, yeah. You're pretty sly over there, ag teacher. You're bringing new stuff to Leedy, Oklahoma. All right, how about you, young man? Pull that mic over there close to you and talk to me.
I'm Hudson Boren, and I'm the treasurer, and I'm also a junior.
So are you pretty smart with numbers?
Yeah, I would say I'm pretty smart with numbers.
How about you?
I'm Kelton Daddle, and I'm the secretary.
All right, let's go back to you, young lady. What all things do you participate in with your FFA chapter?
I participate in speech, livestock judging, and livestock showing.
What's your favorite?
Showing, for sure.
Why?
I just enjoy doing it.
What do you show?
Cattle, pigs, and goats.
Why didn't you say I show it all?
I don't. I don't show sheep.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's my bad. I'm not used to this goat deal. See, we only had sheep, swine, and bovine. You guys know what bovines are? Yeah, I had some the other day, never heard that before. I was just testing you. Pretty smart group here. All right. So you guys just got through with local and county, and the district at Woodward is starting tomorrow, and that's for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What's your chances?
I hope to go win one of the many species I show.
Okay. So on the local level, do you guys have a local
show?
Sale, or is that the county?
Yeah, we have a local sale. I mean, it's a little trophy auction that we do a couple days before that we have our local, and it's where people that can bid, like, on do you want to support, like, the grand champion steer or heifer, and then they can donate some money towards every single one.
What breed of cattle do you show? I'm picking on you because you're the only girl sitting up here.
I show any breed of cattle that my parents will buy me.
Oh, is that right? Okay, I like her. Let's go to you. All right, you're a
sophomore.
Sophomore, mm-hmm. And this year, what, third year, correct?
Yes.
FFA.
Mm-hmm.
What all you do?
I'm in trap shooting, judging, speech, showing cattle. I'm pretty much just here and there everywhere.
You got it all.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades, school of none.
Yep.
So I seen you raise your hand. You're going to the Quartermaster Creek sale, right?
Yes, full sir.
Sale. And because I know Annie and what's his name?
Mike.
What's his name's listening.
Yeah.
And I'll probably see you there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go there.
Yep.
I might even do my show. You might help me do my show. You want to?
We can see, yeah.
No, this is a yes or no question.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. All right. We'll plan on it.
All right.
You don't have to do the whole show with me because I don't want you to miss it because the bull sale starts right in the middle of my show.
Right.
So I might let you help me first part. How's that?
That sounds good.
Find me and look me up.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Let's go to you, young man. Pull that mic up there and talk close to it. You're a sophomore?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. All right. I'm confused. Sorry.
I know. I look pretty young.
Oh, that was good. So you're good with numbers.
Yeah.
What all are you doing in the chapter?
I do a lot like Wyatt does. I show, judge, and shoot shotgun sports.
What's your favorite?
Showing. Showing.
Showing? Oh, hang on. There. I pushed the wrong button. Say it again. Showing?
Yep. Showing goats.
Showing goats. Are they any good?
Yeah, I would say so. A lot of the leady goats are pretty good.
So how many guys, raise your hand, are on the shooting team? Got 1, 2, 3. That's it? All right. That's good enough. Are you guys glad shooting sports is at the FFA? Because not everybody wants to show. Not everybody wants to go judge livestock. Not everybody wants to do speech contests. Shooting sports, because I know Western Oklahoma is pretty powerful. All the FFA and 4-H, the county 4-Hs are all, man, it's – when you hear stuff at state, it's Woodward. Did one of you guys do good in individual last year? Did I remember seeing Leedy in there somewhere on the state shoot? No.
It was probably Scout Clark.
Oh, I knew there was somebody. And then, so you guys glad that shooting sports are there?
Yeah, I enjoy shooting sports. I like to do the sporting clays.
Okay.
The most.
Let's go to you, young man. What all do you do? You look like skill something. I don't know what it is, but let's hear it.
Show cattle and pigs, and then I shoot trap, I judge, and I do ag mech.
Okay, talk about that, the mechanics.
Like, at our county, we had champion shop table, we had champion bench, and then we had the grand overall ag mechanics project. And that was a hoof trimming table that I built that's hydraulic, where you can trim feet on cattle.
So what do you guys do with these projects? You sell them and make some money for the chapter?
Yeah.
How much did your little project bring?
I haven't sold it yet, but I have somebody interested in it.
Oh, cool. What are you asking for? I
haven't figured that up yet.
Come on, free advertising right here. Just throw a number out there. Make it high.
Like, I mean, there's a lot of time and material in it.
They don't need no excuses. They just want a number.
Oh,
10,000?
Yeah.
All right. See how easy that was? And so explain to everybody what it is so they know when they call you what they're buying.
It's a hydraulic-operated KEF hoof trimming table with a adjustable head gate, and the headpiece is removable. But we also made it where you can pick it up and move it with the skid steer.
Oh, so okay.
You can move it around wherever you want.
So is it got a power pack with it? And what's it run off? Electricity, 110, generator?
110 plug.
Okay.
For the hydraulics. And so it's just got one cylinder that lays it over and stands it back up.
That'd be pretty easy.
And then the platform they stand on, it folds up out of the way so it don't get bent whenever you haul it.
All right. Maybe you could sell it to her or her. When she comes back to Leedy doing cosmetology, she can do, like, pedicures and manicures with it. That work for that?
Yeah.
Headgate wouldn't kill anybody, would it?
I don't think so.
So, if you guys, anybody out there interested in the hydraulic hoof trimmer, if you want to call it, for cattle, or can you fit other animals in it?
I don't know if you could really fit goats or anything in it. It's mainly for cattle.
Okay. help these kid out, dude. He's quite the salesman. We're starting at 10K, but he might come down a couple hundred bucks off of it, won't you?
Yeah.
He's got a smile on his face. All right, guys, I wish you thank you so much for coming in. Good luck starting with district tomorrow at Woodward, and that thing's 2 weeks long. Drags out forever, doesn't it? And so good luck with that. And seniors, adios. So anyway, thanks for coming in. This is Leedy FFA chapter was in here. And if you're watching on Facebook, if you look at them, they all look like they're dressed ready to go to the state convention. So appreciate you guys coming in all snazzied up for me. So appreciate it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll have a little bit of a break here. No, I'm going to have the Mangum FFA in here. Be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts. By the bag or bulk, we carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today. Follow us on Facebook. Come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
With thousands of openings and hundreds of agricultural careers, from environmental science and biotechnology to international relations and marketing, today's FFA members are acquiring the tools they'll need to succeed in their chosen field.
Today and every day, we salute the FFA.
Oklahoma Representative Republican Nick Archer of District 55 is proud of all the area FFA members and their accomplishments and wishes them continued success.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stockers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 26th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Sitz Barricade, LAR Man in Black, Deer Valley Growth Fund. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 26th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to do a quick weather update here, and then the Lipscomb Dealership's grain market update, and then go to another break, and then we'll finish the show off with the Mangum FFA. Alva, 23, feels like 18. Humidity's 57. The winds are out of the southeast at 4 miles an hour, 5/100ths of an inch. You got to sit down if you want. Go ahead. Let's see here. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 39 degrees. Sunset at 6:12. 28 for a high today, 17 for a low tonight, and 50 and breezy tomorrow. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb's grain market update, or Lipscomb Dealership's grain market update. And let me update it real quick. Come on. There we go. March corn, 493, up 3. March soybeans, 1029, up 1 3/4. Soybean meal, March 292.30, up down, sorry, down 180. March 46.25. Soybean oil, up 59. Hard red winter wheat, March 599, up 7.5. May is 7, up 7 3/4. Cotton for July, 68.94, down 55. Oil from West Texas, March 71.45, up 8 cents. Natural gas keeps creeping up. March is 362. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P are all in the green today, and so is live cattle and feeders. Live cattle for February, 199.55, up 40. April is 196.75, up 102. And then we have feeders for March, 268.05, up 307. April, 268. Even, up 275, and lean hogs are down for April, 93.62, down 70. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When I come back, we'll finish the show up with the Mangum FFA chapter. They're all in here just smiling. They're like, what are we got ourselves into? We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The thing about tires is it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want, service that can't be touched.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
If you've got a job that's going to take some heavy equipment and skill, call Johnny Evans at Double J Dozing and Excavating. He specializes in building ponds and making pads for barns and sheds. He'll clear land and trees, he'll make roads, he'll do terrace work, and even fix washouts. Johnny can do most anything that involves a dozer or an excavator. He's ready to go to work in this area, so give him a call or text at 580-339-6854. That's Johnny Evans and Double J Dozing and Excavating.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here is your Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update, brought to you by the Hobart Farm and Garden. I picked Mangum. I actually have a chapter in here that's got a mezzanette center at their town. So Mangum currently is 28, feels like 24. The winds are out of the northeast at 4.7 1/100 of an inch. Precipitation in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 44, sunset at 6:18, 33 and sunny today, 21 for low tonight, breezy and 53 tomorrow. So I have the Mangum FFA chapter in here, all looking snazzy and smiling and just ready to throw something at me. I don't know what they're going to throw at me. Start with you, young lady. Pull that mic over there, introduce yourself, and tell everybody what position you have in the chapter.
Cadence Cooper. I'm the sentinel of my chapter. I'm 16 years old.
All right. How about you, young lady? Get that mic up there next to you.
I'm Josie Clark. I'm the reporter. And
we're not Ken. We figured that out. And you're the reporter. What class are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, cool. How about you, young man?
I'm Caden Rep. I'm the historian, and I'm a senior.
You was in here last year, wasn't you?
Oh, yeah, I was in here last year.
You're like the chapter comedian, aren't you? Is that right? Am I guessing that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's shaking. Yeah, I remember you. I might be old, but I have a decent memory on me.
That's good.
All right, talk close to that mic, young lady. That's El Presidente right here.
I'm Ella Hart. I'm the president, and I'm a junior.
All right. Pull it over there to you. Close as you can get.
I'm Kelly Slayton, and I'm our secretary. I'm 16 years old.
Okay, cool.
Can I pull this down so it comes across?
Yeah, you can.
Here, give it to me. All right,
there we go.
I'm Jake Green. I'm our vice president. I'm a senior this year.
Okay, let's go back to you, young lady. Pull that mic over there and talk close to it, if you will, please, so we can hear you. So you're a junior? No, you're a sophomore. All right. This year, what, third year? Second year?
Third year.
What all you do? Do you show stock?
I show goats. I got into showing hair sheep this year. It's more of my dad.
How's that go? How's that going?
It's okay. I mean, as good as hair sheep can get, I guess.
What's that mean? How good can you get with it?
You can't get very far with them.
Oh, yeah? Nope. What else do you do besides show? Anything?
I play basketball. I play softball.
I seen you playing at Merritt the other night, wasn't it? Yeah, I got you. I thought I knew your face.
Yes, sir.
All right. Over to you, young lady. Pull that mic over there to you. You're sophomore, too.
Yes.
And what all you got going on?
Livestock judging, quiz bowl, speech contest. And
what's your favorite?
Livestock judging.
How come?
It's fun.
Fun. What's your favorite animal to judge?
Probably pigs.
Which is the easiest to judge?
Pigs.
That's why it's your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're getting to the bottom of all this. It's not my first rodeo. Are you any good at it?
Somewhat.
Well, you're just a sophomore.
Yeah.
You can be really good by the time you're a senior.
Yep.
So have you, this is your third year, right?
Started. Yes, sir.
I guess you can start in seventh grade now, is that right?
Officially this year, yes.
Okay. And I just heard that the other day, so that caught me off guard. Pretty soon, be kindergarten, be an FFA, they're going to do away with 4-H altogether. Do not start that rumor out there, listeners. So, have you what sticks out so far in your mind that you think will stick with you the rest of your life that you've learned in FFA?
Making friends, really, and just doing things that sometimes you don't want to do, but you still do them when your ag teacher makes you.
Oh, yes. Hey, might as well get it out and open in here. It's all clear. it's true. Kids that, I think kids used to, when I was in FFA, this is like 50 years ago, the dairy kids that raised on dairy farms, they weren't scared of nothing. You know, if something needs to be get done, whether it was dirty or clean or whatever, they get done. So it'll be all right. You got a few years to go. Yep. All right, Mr. Comedian. You ever watch the movie Joe Dirt?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
you remind me of one of the actors.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway, what all you do? So you're a junior, right?
I'm a senior.
Senior, yeah, you're a senior. Who's else? You two are seniors.
Yep,
you two
yes,
are
sir.
Juniors. All right, I got it now. All right, what are you involved in?
I'm in livestock judging. I show goats. I go to some speech contests sometimes.
Right.
I'm the manager for the quiz bowl team.
Right.
Yeah.
Explain being the manager, since everybody else is laughing, you've opened this door. What is being the manager of the quiz bowl team?
Well, I go there and help them.
Okay.
I get out of school too. No.
Okay. So you're just an advisor that doesn't get paid.
Yep.
How cool is that? What's your, you're senior.
Yes, sir.
What's your plans?
I'm actually enlisted in the Marine Corps.
Oh, cool.
Yes, sir.
Hoorah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in the Army. So my grandson's in the Marines. My nephew's in the Marines. And there was a young lady from Blair in here the other day. Was talking about, I think, she was just talking about joining the military. But I think there was some, I'm sorry, there's so many kids coming through here. Somebody else is going to the Marines. Oh, it's a kid from Sweetwater. I know his grandpa, he was in the Army, and he was talking about jarhead stuff, everything in here the other day. He was not bashful, so we got that going on. Well, I wish you the luck.
Thank you, sir.
So you don't have any choice what you do in the Marines. You're just going to go in the Marine, you're going to be a Marine.
Actually, I already got my job picked out.
Oh, really? What is it?
I'm going to security forces.
Oh, yeah? So that, like, special stuff?
Kind of. I can go, like, guard embassies around the world, like the White House and different places.
Right. And they'd, you got that. I heard the embassy duty's pretty wild, depending on what country you go to. So be careful out there, and I wish you the best.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, young lady, you're junior, correct?
Yes, sir.
You're the El Presidente. How's that been going? Because you, what were you last year?
Last year I was a sentinel.
Okay, and this year you're the president.
Yes, sir.
That's quite a jump.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you went from the, like, in the middle to the top.
Mm-hmm.
How's that been?
It's been lots of fun.
Has it?
Yeah.
Anything you learned this year being the president that you probably wouldn't have learned if you wasn't?
Try to, like, talk to everybody and see how everybody's, you know, how everybody's feeling about stuff. So that's,
right. Teamwork.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. What you show. What else you do besides that show?
Quiz bowl, speech contest.
How's your manager at the quiz bowl? He looks like a good manager.
I'm sure he thinks that.
Hey, you gotta have some fun.
Yeah.
All right, so you're a junior. What's your favorite thing so far? This is year four for you in the FFA?
Yes.
Yeah. What's been your favorite thing so far?
The people.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Good people. And are you guys going to, did you go last year? Are you going this year? Are you going to state convention?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Did you go last year?
Yes, sir.
What? And was it fun?
Yes, lots of fun. Lots of fun.
What was the funnest part besides meeting a new boyfriend or something?
I mean, the Expo Center is always really fun. And like the, what do they call that? The place with all the people and all of the sales stuff. All the stuff for sale. What's that room called? Oh, yeah.
Scoot a little closer to the mic so I can hear that. What'd you say?
The expo, like, where you can buy stuff.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Did you buy anything?
Yes.
What'd you buy?
Stuff from the Dale Brisby booth and, you know, all the stuff.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right, let's go to Miss Quiet. I can't tell if she's just being quiet or she's chomping on the bit to get on the mic. Let's see, you're junior, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'll try to do that there to you. There we go, yeah. You're junior. What all you do? Yeah, because y'all don't think you show, do you?
No, I don't show.
Yeah, what all you do?
Speech contest, quiz bowl.
You know the manager of the quiz bowl?
Yeah.
What's his name? That's good enough. All right, what's and do you do livestock judging any?
I have. I don't like it as much as the other stuff though.
But how come? Don't like animals?
There's not enough talking. It's just kind of, you know, you walk around for hours and hours and just look at stuff.
You want to yak?
Yeah, I'd rather not sit there for hours.
So you're junior so far. You're junior. Back up. You're junior. What have you learned so far in 3 or 4 years that you think will go with you the rest of your life?
Don't be an ag teacher.
Well, I can see that. I mean, you got the quiz bowl manager you got to deal with and stuff like that. But then, ag teacher, it's a tough job. I mean, it really is. I mean, we're laughing about it. We're making fun of her. But that's a tough job. Stock show, speech contest. It's not the normal teacher thing, you know. And not all teachers get to drive around in a 3/4 ton or 1 ton truck either. I haven't talked about it, and I really want to talk about it since you brought it up, and we got a couple extra minutes here. Ag teachers, I think, have one of the biggest or the hardest jobs at school. And I'm not saying that because she's standing right here. I had the ag teacher I had here at Elk City, he did it for 50 years, so he must have really liked it. But you got all these, when I was in ag, it was 9th grade, 10th, 11th, 12th. Now you're starting at 8th, or you can start at 7th. So these ag teachers are gone from home a lot. Family life probably not the easiest in the world. But, just think about that. They got to go everywhere with you. And they got to find a sub to teach for them when you guys are off at the quiz bowl with your so-called manager here and all that other good stuff. So, anyway, I just want to throw that in there. Thank you, ma'am, for what you do. Really do. All right, let's get to you. Whoa, we got some. You're just going to have to hang on to it.
That'll work.
All right, you got it?
Yep.
Senior, what's your plans?
Attend OSU.
For?
Study animal science to get my bachelor's.
Okay, and then what are you going to do with that?
Hopefully become a game warden.
Oh, all right. Are you going to be a game warden on the state side, federal side? What do you want to do? Have you thought about it?
Not really, not much.
Because you come back to Gurt County, you'll be pretty busy.
I would. I think my goal is try to be one in Colorado.
You know, it's because of the mountains and the different kinds of wildlife.
A lot more than just fields, actual mountains out there.
Right, actually mountains and a lot of non-resident hunters that you got to deal with.
Yeah.
So if you were to become a game warden in Colorado and you worked your way up the chain and you ended up being the boss, what would you do about wolves?
I feel like if you're a farmer and they're messing with your livestock, as long as you get the tags, take care of them yourself. If not, touch them, you're going to get a huge fine. That's my opinion on it.
Okay. Well, you're honest. That's the way you got to be.
Yeah.
Graduating, what's one thing you're going to take with you?
I think the work ethic. That's a huge thing about FFA.
And then, work ethic and teamwork.
Yes, huge part of it.
So is he a real good team player?
Yeah, once you kind of like straighten him out and get through his personality, yeah, he's a decent worker.
So did I hit it on the head? Because I remember from last year, is he the like chapter comedian?
Yeah, very much.
You guys have a slot for that? Or you just give him the quiz bowl title just to make him feel good?
I think we gave it to him just to make him feel better.
He's got pretty broad shoulders on him. He's taking all this pretty good. You got county. Somebody talk about county.
That's coming up this weekend, Saturday. And then our premium sale will be this coming Monday.
All right. And tell everybody a little bit about the she's giving you signals.
At 6, we're doing a meal, and then at 6:45 is when our premium sale will start.
Okay. And want to invite everybody out to come?
Yeah, anyone who wants to come, come. You're welcome.
Like $1,000 for a meal, and we'll buy you an animal?
Yep.
Will that work?
Yeah.
That'll work. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. Hope to see you guys next year. I guess I won't see you two next year. Hoorah.
Yeah.
That good? All right, and young ladies, you did a really good job. So did you. You did all right. So anyway, but good luck, and we'll see you next year, and happy National FFA Week next week.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you guys later. This is The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. God bless everybody.